Hallelujah, hallelujah. Greetings on Audio Boo from me, James Glory, Yorkshire in the United Kingdom. Today I want to talk about something that I'm doing. I am planting some sweet pea seeds. Now, I love sweet peas. I've always been a big fan. I've found that once we get over the initial stage of the planting from seeds, which I've soaked for a couple of hours, dried a little bit so they don't get mouldy, then planted just to sort of the length of the first cuticle, if you will, on the flange, the first flange, finger length down in the 3-inch pots. They're wonderful. They grow themselves. And this is what I want to talk to you about growth. Now, I'm not going to make some kind of really poor analogy about growth spiritually, etc. But it is true. We need to grow, okay? Now, if you want to grow spiritually, you need to be planted in good soil. The good soil, my friends, on Audio Boo, is the Bible. Yes. And of course, good, godly company, prayer, praise is the sown and the rain. Now that's not a bad analogy, and you will grow. And also, there's a saying in Ecclesiastes 11:1 which tells us to cast our bread upon the waters, and it will return to you after many days. What would you like to sow in today? Would you like to help someone? Would you like to tie it into some kind of ministry? Would you like to go to a charity shop and pay £10 for a pound pair of shoes that you may not wear, just so you can bless someone? Or will you see someone on the street today, homeless, and you'll think, I'm going to give him some money, regardless of what he or she chooses to spend that money on, because Isaac in the Bible sowed in a time of famine, according to God's word, and received a 100-fold return. Today, will you receive a good return for what you sow? Indeed, if you cast your bread upon the waters today, brothers and sisters, you will receive a wonderful return from God, because he promises it in his scriptures. There are many, many, many promises for those who give to the poor. Really, yeah, and some of them are amazing. And here are some promises for those who give. It says, blessed is he that considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in the time of trouble. That's from Psalm 40:41. In Proverbs 11:25, it says, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Hey. Proverbs 22:9 says, he that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. Will you give your bread to the poor today? Whatever it may be, financially, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, whatever kind of help you can give. If you sow in a time of famine, you will receive a reward. It also tells us doing good is not how we get saved, but doing good is a good thing to do. It is sowing seed. Again, on this theme, Matthew 10:42, it says, and whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Yes, we do not do good for good's sake, nor are we doing good just to get back. There is a difference between doing good and being a do-gooder, but however we do good, we shall receive good in return. 100-fold, 10-fold, 30-fold, it tells us. It tells us in Luke 14:14, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee. For thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. The poor cannot give you the money back, or the time, or the friendly ear you give them, but you will be recompensed. For God's pockets are big, and he hears, and he sees, and he cares, and he will reciprocate in kind. Hallelujah. Now, this is the last verse I want to give you, and it just tells you in the whole spirit of giving. It says, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Isn't that fantastic? What great promises from God. So as I'm planting these little seeds, the sweet peas, as I said, my favourites, doing the things in the soil, placing them where I can have the sunlight, watering them as they need to be watered, or trusting the weather to do it, covering them, keeping them safe. All these things are analogous to personal growth, but I'll tell you something, they're rewarding indeed. because when my sweet peas finally flower and I put them on those that latticed cane frame, oh hallelujah, I will be rejoicing indeed. So today, brothers and sisters on Audioboo, I hope you like the analogy. I shall keep you updated with the sweet peas, and I hope you listen to what I say, because I guarantee that now you've heard, you will see an opportunity to help someone. So cast your bread upon the waters today. Hallelujah. This is James Glory, green-fingered, Yorkshire in the United Kingdom, blessing you today. Amen.